Shehan, how would you describe the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute and what its purpose is?
Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute, or ABMI, measures, monitors, and reports on the state of the biodiversity in the province and the impact of land use or specific anthropogenic activities on the biodiversity, on specific species, as well as habitat.
And it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because you've actually marked out the entire province in a grid pattern in order to do this. How does that help you?
We have, and using grids, we produce several products. We go and collect the field data, so the biodiversity measurements collected in the field, which include the information on the species abundance, on boundaries of the specific biophysical features like wetlands, etc. And we also produce a geospatial product using the grid. So within that, we also have several products like land cover and human footprint. Those are just an examples.
Well, you've mentioned human footprint. What do you mean by human footprint? How would you define that?
Human footprint, it's an amount of the land surface that's been modified by the humans. So basically, when we map human footprint, we map the changes that people produced on their natural landscapes and the way it's changed the natural landscapes.
Can you give me an example of what some of these things are?
Absolutely. So, for instance, agriculture, or roads, or seismic lines, or well pads, or harvested areas.
Now, you're the manager of the Geospatial Center at the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute. What does the Geospatial Center do?
It is such a beautiful word. It consists of two words, geo, which means earth in Greek, and spatial, which means basically space. And the definition describes data that has a spatial component, or in other words, pertaining to a specific geographic location on the surface of Earth.
So how do you collect this geospatial information? What sort of technologies do you use?
There are various means that we use within the Geospatial Center. One of them is, for instance, aerial photos or photographs, high-resolution photographs that would be obtained using airplanes. There is also satellite imagery. Then there are also some specific images and products that would be obtained when we flew drones.
And how often would you use those things?
Well, we actually use most of the products on a daily basis. For example, for our land cover product, we use aerial photographs as their base layer, which we use to interpret the land cover and vegetation. And for the human footprint, we use satellite imagery.
Once you go out there and you get all of this information together, what do you do with it?
We produce different geospatial products. Examples would be land cover or vegetation cover. So under land cover, what we collect information on biophysical features, which will include, terrain characteristics or vegetation or wetland boundaries. And then we also collect human footprint. That's a separate product. Human footprint, it's basically what has been modified by humans over time on the natural landscapes.
So do you make maps?
Yes, we create maps and other geospatial products, which are then analyzed and used within ABMI as well as by other users to do the assessment of the impact of anthropogenic pressure on natural landscapes and biodiversity and habitats of specific species.
So once these maps are put together, how do people use them?
So the map, for instance, for the human footprint, that will consist of specific sublayers and or categories. And we map 86 anthropogenic features, which then are categorized into 21 broader categories of human footprint. And those will include roads, those will include seismic lines or harvested areas or agricultural features or urban and residential areas. So just an example of application of how these maps would be used, ABMI recently produced a Status of Human Footprint in Alberta report, a preliminary assessment for 2016. And it showed us actually that as of now, a total human footprint covers about 30% of the province of Alberta. And it changed from 1999 within the last 15 years. It grew actually 3% higher now. And it's also demonstrated that agriculture is one of the largest human footprints, whereas forestry is one of the fastest growing human footprint types.
So you mentioned that you have a number of different products that you do. What would be some of those?
There are generally three types of the products that are being produced within the Geospatial Center. And the first one is land cover information. And land cover information that's being produced right now, it's available on different scales. There is a provincial scale or wall-to-wall. That's the way ABMI affectionately calls that scale. There is also a site-specific scale. And all the information is available online. It provides information on the biophysical cover of the terrain. So then there is human footprint information that's available also at different scales, including provincial or wall-to-wall scale. Then there is regional scales, like for instance oil sands region or specific land use regions. And there is this site-specific region. So the site-specific region that ABMI uses for the geospatial products, it's those 3x7 kilometers sample sites that come out of that 1,656 sites that are evenly distributed across the grid that ABMI quite often uses for biodiversity and human footprint monitoring.
So what would you see as being the importance or the benefit of this type of work, collecting all of this information?
Well, it is important that we understand how anthropogenic pressure and human activities change the landscapes and also the overall effect of human activities coupled with climate change on the biodiversity and habitat in specific species. So it is important for the Albertans, and it is also important to support ABMI's mandate to measure and monitor as well as report information to support biodiversity monitoring in the province of Alberta.
Well, I find it quite interesting that as you do this data collection, that you can actually see and track the changes over time.
We do. We can track changes over time because we've been collecting various information, for instance, human footprint, starting from 1999 up until now, so it's constantly updated information. And just an example, ABMI has produced a human footprint report, and we were able to detect that within the last 15 years, human footprint grew 3% across the province of Alberta, and right now it's about 30% that's covered by the human footprint. So that's very important. We understand how the human footprint, overall, I guess, anthropogenic disturbance could affect biodiversity of this province and how it affects different species and how it contributes to understanding of the cumulative effects of anthropogenic activities as well as climate change for the provincial biodiversity.
And also, can you then take that and project into the future?
Yes, we use that information. Well, the Science Center as well as Application Center, they've been using the geospatial information that's being produced by us to do modeling and future projections under the projections of the climate change. So we also use the data for the intactness modeling. So it's basically trying to develop an index, biodiversity index, that will be indicative for a specific species or for a specific habitat, using the field measure data as well as the geospatial data.
Thank you very much, Jehan.
You're very welcome, Cheryl.